What's hot, what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management. Well, Randy, let's start with what's hot.
Well, you know, after last week, we were expecting to see some debacle as far as the grains were concerned, but surprised that we actually had a little better finish than we did. Soybeans have all of a sudden started to come into the let's watch category anyway. Wouldn't say they're quite hot, but boy, they're starting to get pretty lukewarm with a pretty good performance last week after seeing a friendly USDA report. But we continue to see cattle. That continues to be the market that is the hottest. We've been seeing a little more volatility come into that market, but we're still trading up at the upper end of the ranges. And you still have to look at the stock markets, and the NASDAQ and the S&P 500 both put in new all-time highs again. So the stock market continues to also be one of the hot markets.
All right, other side of the coin here. Let's look at what's not hot in the markets right now.
You know, you still have to lean a little bit on wheat. I mean, that just really seems to be a market that just can't find anything. The reports were neutral last week from USDA, but we just can't get anything underneath this market as, we seem to be harvesting a crop someplace in the world every month. And right now we're starting with our spring wheat harvest, having a little trouble right now. That's supporting spring wheat a little bit. It's not seeing any more pressure, but wrapping up the winter wheat harvest, and that is continuing to see a little bit of pressure on it. We also have to look at the dollar continues to be under a little bit of pressure.
That's a look at what's hot and what's not in the markets with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management in Fargo.